Sarasota Memorial Hospital serves a high number of uninsured and low-income Floridians. According to President and CEO Gwen McKenzie, the hospital faced more than $84 million worth of unpaid bills last year.
Without extension of coverage, Florida health care providers will be financially penalized with no opportunity to replace those lost revenues with additional Medicaid payments.
According to the Safety Net Hospital Alliance's website, Sarasota Memorial has an annual budget of around $550 million. But as McKenzie explains, under federal budget cuts coming down through the federal health care law, that budget is going to shrink.
Sarasota Memorial's cuts will be $145 million over the next decade. Without the extension of Medicaid coverage, Florida providers will be footing the bill for other states which choose to extend the coverage for their citizens. But opting in will result in an infusion of additional health spending into our state. For Sarasota County, the estimated positive impact is $362 million over 10 years.
And that's a net gain. Federal cuts to programs like Medicare and other pots of money to reimburse hospitals for treating the uninsured are coming down in order to fund the Medicaid expansion. Hospitals agreed to the cuts because, as Tallahassee Memorial Hospital President Mark O'Brien explains, getting something is better than getting nothing at all.
Because now there's no revenue coming in for that patient population. And even though Medicaid is a less than cost proposition, we get paid less than the cost of those services, it's still payment that we're not receiving now.
Although many insiders believe Florida will ultimately expand the program, there's no guarantee it will happen. Some state officials are concerned over costs. Estimates range from hundreds of millions to billions of dollars to cover the additional people that could be added into the program. But Joan Alker with the Georgetown Policy Center says those costs don't tell the real story.
And a very comprehensive study of Oregon that had a kind of very star-studded list of economists who conducted that found that their adult expansion resulted in improved financial security. Medical bankruptcy is a leading cause of bankruptcy. Improvements in health status, access to regular sources of care, and access to prescription drugs. Very significant and dramatic improvements in those areas.
It's not just cost that has state officials, mainly Republicans, concerned. They're also worried that increasing coverage will increase demand and that there aren't enough physicians to meet those needs. If lawmakers decide to increase access to Medicaid, Governor Rick Scott, who opposed the Affordable Care Act, would still have to sign off on it. Scott says he's waiting for the feds to decide on Florida's request to turn Medicaid into a managed care style program before making up his mind whether to back the Medicaid expansion. The feds have already approved a managed care system for people in long-term care. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.